oddly enough, Canasatego, perhaps because he doesn't fit the profile of the white, male, landowning aristocrat, has been forgotten by history, has been neglected by history, has been written out, and that's why I included him in this book.
We're speaking with Senator Mike Lee. He is the author of Written Out of History, The Forgotten Founders Who Fought Big Government. One final question, sir, and I've been trying to do some research on this, and I know a number of Americans have. Do you have any idea what covfefe is?
I think it's a beverage, something people drink in the morning, sometimes with cream, sometimes with sugar. But whatever covfefe is, I'm sure it's good. It's probably something that I, as a Mormon, can't drink.
Well spoken, sir. We've been talking with Senator Mike Lee. He is the author of Written Out of History, The Forgotten Founders Who Fought Big Government. I really appreciate you spending the time today, sir.
Thank you.
Happy trails. Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at nowitsthenews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
And now it's time for the sports guys. Hi, I'm
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
And with that vote out of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, the full House of Representatives will now have a chance to impeach President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House reacting to the vote.
It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed. And it's a very bad thing for our country. And you're trivializing impeachment. And I tell you what, someday there'll be a Democrat president and there'll be a Republican House, and I suspect they're going to remember it. Because when you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain.
China's vice commerce minister says they've agreed to a phase one trade deal with the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, Get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation is helping the family of murdered Jersey City detective Joseph Seals.
We are going to pay your mortgage. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay your mortgage before Christmas, so you never have to worry about your mortgage again.
That's CEO of the foundation, Frank Siller, who also says the foundation will support families of officers killed in the line of duty.
Ever since 2014, there has been a war against our police throughout America.
Something special to look for during Saturday's Army-Navy game. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 13-year-old boy will be charged in the murder of Tessa Majors, a freshman at a college in Manhattan, who died after being stabbed in a park Wednesday night. Fox News contributor and former D.C. homicide detective Ted Williams tells Fox News,
"Now that there is an alleged arrest, and from what we've been told about this 13-year-old that was arrested, that he had clothing that fit the description of one of the attackers, and there's a possibility that a knife was also recovered, Julie. This is physical evidence. This is only, Julie, the beginning of the investigations. What we must realize and understand is that the police department is haunted in New York by the arrest and the exoneration of the Central Park Five many years ago. So they are walking on eggshells, and they're trying to make sure that they get this right."
The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, reports more people have died and become sick from vaping. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Bill Wolfson. I'm one of the sports guys. It's a rainy afternoon here in beautiful downtown Flemington. Getting soggier by the minute, but let's talk about the news and the weather. First, let's talk weather. We've already heard the news. It's raining. It's flake rain, foggy, 42 degrees, misty, and going to continue that way. There's a flood warning out tonight, so watch out for flash floods. Don't drown. Turn around. We have rain going all night, heavy at times, patchy fog before 10 p.m., and then a low around 42 to 43 degrees. After that, wind will kick up, be around 6-8 miles an hour, and you can figure on between 3/4 and 1 inch of rain. So it's going to be soggy, and tomorrow, rain again. A high near 55 with a northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. 90% chance of rain, and then a quarter to a half an inch possible. Saturday night, I'm going out. But a chance of rain again, mostly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37 with the wind kicking up to 11 to 14 miles an hour and gusting almost as high as 24 or 25. Chance of rain is 30%. New rain, about a tenth of an inch. Sunday is supposed to be sunny with a high near 45, so good day to do all that Christmas shopping in those crowded parking lots or online. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with Monday, chance of rain or snow before 1 o'clock, then rain when it warms up after 1 p.m., and then lucky us, more rain or snow after 4. Monday night, rain and snow again, and Tuesday, more rain. The sun might just make an appearance on Wednesday, so let's hope for the best, folks. Meanwhile, I don't know if anybody caught the Jets game on Thursday night. The Jets lost to the Ravens 42-21, and obviously it was something of a mismatch. The Ravens are a very good team. They have become the class of the American Football Conference. They managed to beat the Patriots a couple of times. And, you know, we could have the Patriots slowly sinking and the Ravens coming up. If the Jets were going to pull off this upset, they were 17-point underdogs, they were going to have to be just about perfect. But losing 42-21 in Baltimore was something everybody fully expected. The Jets, who are now 5-9, teased around for a while, but in the end they crumbled and succumbed to the superior now 12-2 Baltimore Ravens. One pressure point in the game. It came late in the second quarter when the Jets squandered an opportunity to tighten things entering halftime. The most damaging moment came when the Jets were accomplishing one of the things they were hoping to do, which was to keep Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore offense off the field by controlling possession of the ball on the game clock. They were trailing 21-7 and managed to bang out a 31-play, 67-yard drive. It ate 7 minutes and 44 cents off the clock. Everybody who was a Jets fan, heart was racing. We started to feel pretty good. And that was the good news. But then the Jets couldn't convert a field goal on a 4th-and-1 from the, or even score from the Baltimore 7-yard line with a minute 54 left. On that play, Sam Darnold tried to connect with Robbie Anderson in the end zone, but the Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith broke up the pass. So that was a huge moment for the Jets. If the Jets converted, then it's a football game. It's a two-score game, and it could have changed the whole texture of the game. As Adam Gase, the coach, said, we knew going into the game. The Jets had to play offensively. They had to create time of possession and have chances to score, but they couldn't do it. After a rare third and out hold on the Raven defense following the failed 4th-and-1, they got the ball back with a minute 3 remaining at the Baltimore 41 line. A 7-yard Darnold pass, 9-yard Darnold pass moved the ball to the Ravens' 25-yard line with 29 seconds left in the half. They thought they might get a field goal, but on the next play, Darnold intercepted by Ravens safety Chuck Clark with 18 seconds left, where his intended target, tight end Daniel Brown, never bothered to look for the ball. Another blown opportunity. So throwing that interception was a heartbreaker for the Jets. Bad decision by Darnold, and you know, you had a chance to get at least two scores out of that sequence, just pairs of sequences late in the first half. They could have gone in 21-14 or 21-10, so it stayed 21-7. And after that, it was Katie bar the door, because every time you move the ball, and couldn't. The Ravens would get the ball back, and the Ravens managed to run it up to 41 points. So, so much for the Jets, a team that puts the fun in dysfunctional. Speaking of dysfunctional, the New York Football Giants have now going to face the Miami Dolphins, who played a good game a couple of weeks ago against the New York Jets, and just might be turning it around. We thought the Dolphins were going to tank, but in order to get a good draft choice, but it seems like the Giants at 2-10 are now the team on their way to tanking. It's been a tough season for Sam Darnold, who's been injured. Eli Manning's going to start. I think this might just be his last start as a Giant. But so anyone who wants to see Eli Manning, get in front of your TV. Could be a decent game. My Philadelphia Eagles, struggling also, are going to play the Washington Redskins. And this could be a game where, who knows, the Eagles just might not have it together. The Eagles could easily lose to the Redskins, and that's going to be That's All She Wrote, even though the NFC East is pretty weak. And we don't know whether the Cowboys will manage to have a decent game or not. While we're waiting for John Manfreda and Pat Smith to show up, I thought I would hit the money button and play a couple of commercials. So let's take care of that business right now.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, we're back to sports guys. I'm the only sport guy right here, right now, and congratulations to the Yankees for winning the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes with a monstrous $321 million 8-year contract. Gerrit Cole, as you know, grew up in California. You may know he was always a Yankee fan as a kid. was drafted by the Yanks, but elected to go to college for 4 years, then ended up with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh swapped him out to Houston. He had two very good years in Houston and managed to give the Yankees a thump in both times in the postseason. He's now a Yankee. Meanwhile, we say goodbye to D.D. Gregorius, who's now driven 90 miles down the New Jersey Turnpike, and he's now a Philadelphia Philly. D.D. had a tough season with the Yankees. He missed 100 games, but showed that he had the right stuff during the last 61 games with a pile of home runs, a .262 batting average, and playing a good shortstop. The Phils were in tough need for a shortstop. He'll be missed at the Yankees, and hopefully the Yankees will be able to find someone to fill his shoes. They'll move a guy over from second base in all likelihood, who will probably be the next DD, although he's going to be tough to replace. Joe Girardi is now the manager of the Phillies, and he can show us what he's got for us Philadelphia fans. There's also some other Yankee news. The Yankees signed long-term teammate Brett Gardner to a $12.5 million contract to play right field and for character reasons in the locker room. I know the Yankees think very highly of him. He is a heck of an outfielder. He's a heck of an individual and just generally a class act. Everybody likes Brett Gardner. He's signed through the 2020 season. He got a significant raise. He's 36 years old. He's still hitting well, contributes to the clubhouse culture, and has managed to keep things together. He is really now the senior statesman for the Yankees. So he's pretty much going to be there at least for another year, and he's always been fun to watch and a great individual. Moving right along, the Philadelphia Flyers dropped a tough one the other night in Colorado, losing 3-1. The only goal scorer was the captain, Claude Giroux. The Avalanche peppered Carter Hart, who let in 3 goals, including 1 empty netter. So it's been kind of a tough start to the road trip. Flyers are in Minnesota tomorrow night, playing the Wild, who've been struggling of late. And then they go to the Winnipeg, play the Jets, and then they return home to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. And I don't know about you, but I always enjoy watching the Army-Navy game, if only for the ceremony, and hopefully it'll be a good football game. They say because the president's planning to attend the game and that the city of Philadelphia is going to be a mess. It's going to be tough to get into and tough to get out of, and hopefully it won't be too bad for anybody who is trying to get from one place to another and not use public transportation. Moving along, we are getting to the bottom of the hour, so let's play the news. And here we go.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
And with that vote out of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, the full House of Representatives will now have a chance to impeach President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House reacting to the vote.
It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed. And it's a very bad thing for our country. And you're trivializing impeachment. And I tell you what, someday there'll be a Democrat president and there'll be a Republican House, and I suspect they're going to remember it. Because when you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain.
China's vice commerce minister says they've agreed to a phase one trade deal with the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, we're back after that quick break, and let's talk a little bit more about football. You know, it's very interesting. The surging Green Bay Packers are exploiting one of the National Football League's biggest mysteries and biggest inefficiencies. Why is it that so many teams get conservative on a second and short situation? Not the Packers, because that's where Aaron Rodgers and his receivers go deep. The Packers have had four passes of more than 50 yards on second and short. It's interesting because we've got a number of people who like to talk about the what to do at second and short, where a lot of teams go conservative and just try to get that first down rather than going for the seats. And we've just had our buddy John Manfreda come on in. Hello, John. Good evening.
Good afternoon, actually, Bill. Thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure, John. You're gracious with our presence. John is mourning the fate of his New York Football Giants. They are
mired in, let's say, mud. They are, no question, in very tough shape. And we can only hope for redemption next April in the draft. But, Bill, I know you opened the show, and thank you very, very much. Thanks to the rainy conditions and bad traffic and bad timing today. Got here late. But I wanted, if you haven't already, mention to our audience that we were honored yesterday, and I wanted to read some of this. This is actually your copy, Bill. As our listeners know, our broadcast is through the good offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and yesterday they had their annual awards breakfast, and they, of all people, decided to honor us in the show, the sports guys. So we have a proclamation from the New Jersey General Assembly, and it says, commendations and praise are extended to Pat, John, and Bill, the sports guys, by the citizenry of the 23rd New Jersey Legislative District through their elected representatives for being recognized by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce with the Tell Me More Award, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And Bill, here is your copy of that for adding to your wall of fame in your office, as will mine next to the picture of me, you, and Pat, which will live in infamy. And again, congratulations to us, I guess, but a big thank you to all of our listeners, because it's because of your presence, your participation, that we were able to get this award. And we, you know, really do thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And, you know, Bill, it ranges far and wide, not just New Jersey. We have fans in places, you know, godforsaken places like Connecticut, even places like Ohio and Tennessee, and I'm not even, they may be states, I don't know. Texas, possibly, but that's not really a state. We know that. Having said that, we thank everyone once again. And Bill, to get into the show, you're obviously into football, already talking about the Giants, but Bill, I'm absolutely shocked that you are not dominating the radio waves, predicting big championship things for the Yankees next year based on their acquisition of the top free agent pitcher on the market, And again, congratulations to you, Bill, and your colleagues in New York for having pulled that off. Humongous contract. But, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, John, remember, he only gets to play every 4 days. First of all, the Yankees still have a lot to do. They've got to replace D.D. Gregorius with their excellent, otherwise excellent second baseman who was moved over to second where he, because D.D. was just so good. Remember that this fellow played short while D.D. was out hurt for 100 games. D.D. is, you know, moved to the Phillies. We talked about that a little bit earlier where
sure.
he joined his all-time favorite manager, Joe Girardi. So we're going to see an interesting Phillies team next year. They signed Zach Wheeler away from the Mets. They let go Michael Frankel, who will probably catch on somewhere. I think he's probably going to be a pickup for the White Sox or possibly the Cubs or perhaps Kansas City, all of whom are in need of third baseman, who can make the throw and hit 250. So we've got a lot going on. Meanwhile, John, what's your take on the Javoris Jenkins firing by the Giants? As you know, he used a slur regarding people who are challenged. He has displayed some pretty terrible sportsmanship both on and off the field.
Not to mention poor defensive play.
Exactly. And, you know, the Giants freed up about $12 million in the salary cap for next year by letting him go. If he clears waivers, I think he ends up on injured reserve. But, you know, it's interesting. Just the other day, the Calgary Flames let go their coach for a slur that occurred about 10 years ago with a player, I believe, of African descent. You know, something interesting is happening in sports.
Well, Bill, it's in society in general. I mean, you know, that's an if there were an ex post facto type of dismissal, I guess that would have to be it. If you dig back deep enough into everyone's past, you will find things that they have said or done that they regret or would want to take back.
Well, that's human nature. I mean,
exactly.
I played hockey for a guy who would refer to somebody who had committed a bad play or didn't cover a man or didn't keep his stick on the ice. They used the term cement head.
There you go.
And I don't know that that's offensive.
That probably offends somebody in the asphalt system, you know.
At least in the aggregate business. But, you know, there's been a real sea change in the culture in sports.
Well, in society in general, Bill, and the hypersensitivity to these remarks is somewhat disconcerting because you are trying to create a kinder and gentler society and media, and I think we've gone a long way towards doing that, but you have to allow for the fact that as in sports, as in life in general, you're going to have people be people. And to have a zero-tolerance attitude towards the slightest of transgressions is just going to create almost like a 1984 atmosphere where people are going to be dredging up things that other folks said or did and reporting them to the authorities and being, you know, banned or disdained in the court of public opinion. And I think to fire a coach for having said something 10 years earlier when the mores of society were taking shape and it wasn't quite as, you know, microscopic today, we're all in a fishbowl. To do something like that for something that was done 10 years ago seems to me a bit punitive.
Well, you know, it does to me too, but, you know, we live in a fishbowl when we're in a world of sports, whether we're in professions or other occupations. 24/7, and unfortunately, there's a lot of what I call bad sportsmanship. There's a lot of what I call showmanship. Sometimes it's just because somebody's a jerk. Other times it's because they're trying to be self-promoting. Yet other times these accusations are made with no basis in fact. That having been said, it's poor sportsmanship to use slurs. It's poor sportsmanship to offend somebody. It's poor sportsmanship and ungentlemanly conduct to do a lot of things. I personally find the end zone taunting after a touchdown or after a good defensive play. The celebrations go on usually a little bit too much. I'd rather see football rather than seeing somebody dancing around happy about their play. And I love exuberance. I love that great feeling when my team scores or makes a great defensive play. But on the other hand, there are just as many people out there who are rooting for the other team. Let's be good sports. Let's be gentlemen and ladies, and let's have a good time and not spoil it for others.
Yeah, I join in those comments, Bill, and I know we're diverging a bit. You know, we are a sports show, but I think our commentary here is important, and it's reflective of what's going on in the cultural changes. I think what I glean from what you've said is that, and I'm going back to the cement head comment, which I think is quite fun, being a hockey fan myself and as someone who struggled to skate well, one of the few athletic things I don't do well, Bill. I'll concede that. No, I'm not a smooth skater. Yeah, well, I don't know about great. I'll settle for pretty good. But having said that, Bill, you know, I think part of sports is, you know, building the enthusiasm. We all know sports like football and hockey build on emotion. George Allen was a master of that. He used to have his players on the sideline in Washington, and he would be getting them going, you know, and just a chant would start, and these guys would go on the field, and they were Roman gladiators. And he was a great motivator that way. Then you had somebody like Lombardi, the father of modern football, who just instilled fear in everyone. And if Pat were here, she would second that. She would not disagree with my statements. But, you know, I think your point, correct me if I'm wrong, is that in sports, your triumph is by definition the defeat of the other side. And the result should not be an opportunity to put the other side down. You're celebrating your own victory, but you shouldn't be doing it in a way that demeans and puts down other people.
You know, I had a thought. In the law.
How about that, folks? Bill had a thought. Go.
A thought. Well, I do have one now and then.
Now and then, yes.
Beyond being an aged gentleman, I do manage to still have a thought now and then. We won't get into anything else about that, though. But, you know, in the
Bill
law,
is being humble here. He's a great athlete himself and a very fine gentleman.
Well, thank you. In the law, sometimes you win a case.
Yep. On occasion, we win a case. Yep.
And we get everything that we want for our client. And sometimes you have to look at the other lawyer and say, I'm not so sure the better lawyer won.
Maybe the better facts prevailed.
Or maybe you just have the law on your side. And you know, it's
when you have bad facts, you plead the law. We know this.
Yeah,
but I see your point.
You hope
good analogy.
Because remember, you're going to be dealing with that other lawyer again, just like you're going to be playing that other team again. And you don't want to give that other team a reason to put some taunting quote on their bulletin board. And you don't want that other individual who has been defeated in what was hopefully a fair fight to remember and look to hurt you or hurt your client again. To me, the essence of good sports, or the essence of, I'll call it, ethics in your private life or in your professional life, is you don't want to rub it in because you never know when it's going to be your turn to lose.
Well, Bill, you know me as a guy who never rubs it in. Ha, ha, ha. But having said that, and particularly when it has to do with our sports teams, folks, Bill and I have a great rivalry and a mutual respect and love, and we have a lot of fun with it. And again, Bill, and people who know me hear me preach this all the time. You know, sports mirrors life.
And absolutely right.
Very much does, and you have, I think, you know, given some very good examples here. You know, when you win a case, it's similar to a victory on an athletic field, and you want to provide a graceful exit for the person who didn't win, because you're going to see them again. And even if you don't see them again, why not be a humble winner and allow them to be a graceful loser? Why not?
You know, one of the things I always admire about hockey is at the conclusion of any Stanley Cup playoff game, the teams line up and shake hands at the end of each series. Not game, but series, I misspoke. And I always liked that gesture, and I see that now in a lot of in a lot of other sports.
And you know, Bill, you're absolutely right. That's a wonderful tradition in hockey, which I think goes beyond the NHL. I don't know if internationally they do it. You would know better than me. Somehow, I can't picture losing Russian teams shaking North American hockey player hands, but perhaps it's so. I think that you breed the love of the game when you do that, because you see the players and you appreciate what they've just done, the winners, the losers. And as you pointed out, sometimes it isn't necessarily the better team, the better player, the better lawyer who has prevailed here. It just came out that way.
Exactly. I mean, look at a game between two very poor teams, the Jets and the Miami Dolphins, a week ago.
It was an exciting game.
It was, and the Jets won by a point in the closing minutes of the game, closing seconds of the game, after blowing a 14-point lead.
When you mentioned two poor teams and a bad result, I thought you were going to mention the Dolphins and the Eagles 2 weeks ago. But
well that was a dumpster fire if you're a Philadelphia fan like I am. And, you know, one of the things about being a Philadelphia sports fan is you lose so often that when the victories come,
you don't know what to do with it.
They're just so sweet. You can't just sit back. You have to sit back and savor them. Now, for me, I find a tremendous amount of pleasure, vicarious pleasure, but pleasure nonetheless, when my teams win.
I think we all do.
And I find it...
And we hurt when they lose.
Sure. Now, what gives me the most fun when I watch a sporting event is when the team I win prevails and the outcome is in doubt till the last play. And somehow they manage to win, snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And for me, that's a very
exciting
thing.
Nothing sweeter.
You know, speaking of sweet, I wanted to ask you, because I know you're from New England, all of a sudden, the Bruins are on a five-game slide in the National Hockey League. What's up with that?
Well, Bill, it's a great question. I'll respond to that. But just briefly, I wanted to touch on your statement a moment ago about winning and losing and emotionally how that affects us. And you've heard me say this story before. When I was a young child, I would cry after the Red Sox lost a game. And my mother would say, "Don't cry. They play again tomorrow." And I've taken that with me all my life. She knew there was 162 games that were played, and even the best team is going to lose perhaps 60 or more games and still be just like the best player is going to make an out 7 out of 10 times, and he's a great hitter. I think those are some of the things that I take out of sports beyond the game itself.
Well, my mother would say that to me too. And when I was a child, I'm a little bit older than you, they only played 154 games. And my mother was always quick to point that out. And when I got really high and crazy and enthusiastic as a small child.
How did you do that, Bill? You're a Phillies fan. How did you ever get high and enthusiastic?
Well, because we had the Yankees on Channel 11, and we had the Phillies on Channel 6. And my Cub Scout troop used to go to two games a year. My uncle would take me to see the Mets and the Yankees, because my father was not a sports fan. And my dad's friend would take me to see the Yankees, because he had three daughters at that time, And he wanted a child, a boy, to go to a ball game with, and my father was very happy to.
That's just so funny because, as you know, I have three daughters, and I took them to ball games all the time. So, but maybe that was a last generation thing where a guy had to take his a boy to a game. That's not how I raised my daughters. But having said that,
well, you know, that was back in the 50s and early 60s, and the world was a little different.
It was a little different then.
We're more evolved now, I like to think, and.
For the better, do you think, Bill?
I do. I think it is for the better.
In some respects, I'll give you that.
You know, nothing in human life is ever totally good or totally bad. Things are never, you know, clear. And it's always a mix of things. But getting back to Boston sports, what's up with the Bruins?
Well, you know, Bill, they are your quintessential volatile NHL team. You've heard me say before that, particularly in hockey, the team that wins a game is more likely than not to win the next game. And the team that loses a game is more likely than not to lose the next game. The idea being the momentum is so strong in hockey and so important to the enthusiastic collective effort of the players to win that game. So it's not unusual in hockey to see one of the top teams in the league drop four or five games in a row. We do see that. Boston, I think right now, I mean, obviously they went to the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Final last year, was robbed by the – well, I shouldn't really say that. The Blues, you got to give them credit. They survived game five – game six and one game seven in Boston. So you got to give them credit. But they were one of the best teams, peaked at the right time. The Bruins came out hard and fast this fall in October, November, built up a very good record. I think they were playing some weaker opponents and had more home games. Now the schedule has gotten a little tougher, on the road a little bit more, a little bit banged up here and there. And as you know, Bill, all those little things add up, especially in hockey.
Oh, that there's no doubt about it. You know, the Flyers went 7-2, and then they dropped a 3-1 game to the Avalanche the other night. They're in Minnesota against a struggling Minnesota Wild team. And, you know, it's interesting. The Wild were playing like the players wanted to see the coach get fired. And they let him go. And that was another coach, just like in New Jersey with the Devils.
Well, there you had a very bad result. I haven't followed the team as closely as I have in years past, just for external purposes. I couldn't take any more heartbreak. But seriously, the team has some good talent. They've drafted high in the last 5 years, two overall number one picks, and yet they fell flat on their face, really the worst or second worst record in the league so far this year. They got off to a bad start. I think they were 0-4-1 before they finally won a game. Their defense is not good. Goaltending suspect, Corey Schneider's gone. I mean, this is a far cry from the Stanley Cup years of Martin Brodeur, Scott Stevens, Scott Niedermeyer, and so on and so forth. Ken Danico, on and on they went. And this is a team that has talent in places, and you had to question some of the coaching decisions that were made, the matchups, the lineups. Didn't deploy his resources as well as he could. But the bottom line is they lack superstar players at this point, and it takes superstars to win.
Well, they certainly have a superstar, and one of my favorite players, P.K. Subban. I think he's
And Subban has played very poorly. He's done nothing in that system.
I don't understand it. You know, and I think a coach...
Well, I got to look to coaching on that, Bill.
I do, too.
You get a guy like that coming in the system, I agree with you. You got to find a way to make him work. You got to find a way to integrate him in with your existing players, existing culture, create, you know, chaos on the ice, scoring opportunities, crash the net. You got to get a big guy like that involved, and they haven't done it.
He's a tremendously talented player. He makes everybody around him better. And I'm one of his admirers. I'm a big fan.
Absolutely.
But let's move to another topic on sports. The New England Patriots are and Tom Brady. Is this their swan song, John?
Well, we've been saying that for 3 or 4 years now. I do think they may have hit it this year, though, because right now you've got a bad offensive line that is not giving Brady the time to throw that he's had in the past. You've got receivers that can't uncover and they can't get separation. Makes it difficult. Now, Brady is pinpoint accurate with his passing, but when you're going to throw 30 times a game and you have to throw everything within a 6-square-inch window or it's not going to get caught, that's going to be very difficult because, as you like to point out, the other team is trying to prevent him from completing that pass. Very difficult. The defense is a top-tier defense. It's what kept them in the games. Probably 5 of their 10 games that they won were close games, 1-2 points, you know, and the defense held them in there. So, you know, the biggest problem they have is in the Baltimore Ravens with a quarterback that can't be stopped, and he showed it again last night. I just hope the kid stays healthy. You know, we've seen, you know, this is shades of RG3.
He's fun to watch, isn't he?
There's no question he's fun to watch. Anybody is who runs fast. But if he doesn't, there may be a play where he doesn't run quite fast enough, and he takes a hit from a 350-pound opposing player, it's going to cause damage. So he's got to stay healthy. But they've already not only beaten New England, they soundly beat New England. So, and it looks like they're going to win the AFC best record, get home field advantage. If the Patriots have to go to Baltimore, I think they're in trouble. This year, also, there's another opponent with a bullseye on the head of the Patriots, and that's got to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
No doubt about
okay?
that. And Andy Reid and the Chiefs and Mahoney.
They just went really and beat them. They just went and beat them in New England last week. They want to avenge last year's loss. If you remember, seconds to go in the game, fourth and forever for the Patriots, Brady drops back, throws, pass is deflected in the air, Chiefs secondary intercept it. They start a victory. They're going to the Super Bowl, right? All of a sudden, a little yellow flag comes out. One of their defensive linemen was centimeters over the line of scrimmage. Repeat fourth down. Of course, Brady completes the pass, scores the touchdown to tie it, and they go on to win it in overtime when Patrick Mahomes never even had a chance to touch the ball. Bill, had to be one of the most bitter defeats, postseason defeats, of any team in a long, long time. So I think the Chiefs came into the year as heavy favorites to win the AFC. By the way, I found out in Las Vegas last week, the Ravens were 40-1 picks to win the AFC.
Well, somebody made a good bet on that. John, I got to cut you off right there.
Please do.
2 minutes to go. I want to hit some commercials now.
We will be right back to wrap up.
Okay.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3444. 1-3. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
And we're back.
We are back.
And John Manfreda. We were just talking about sports, as we always do, because we are the sports guys.
Yes, we are, Bill, and we have a proclamation that says so.
And and the legislature even says so. Folks, we're looking forward to
it. Almost out of time, yeah. But, Bill, give me your last take here on the Yankees acquisition. I mean, that's really the big news right now. Most people think that just clinched another world championship for them.
Well, on paper, it looks like they're going to have a very successful season, but
that's why they play the games
on grass. So it's 6:00. Let's wish everybody a great weekend. Get up off that couch,
even though it's raining and dreary here.
I'm headed for a workout session at about 9:00 tomorrow morning after I have my car serviced at 7:00.
And I have a major tennis match to play in the morning, and I'm hoping my shoulder is feeling better so I can hit some aces.
Well, folks, get up off that couch. It's going to be raining all day tomorrow. Sunday will be the sunny day, and I'm trying to figure out just what I do on a beautiful Sunday after I work out. And
with horrible football teams in the area, yeah. What do we do?
Do the rewind. Yeah, we're waiting for the rewind. Well, we're waiting for
Hunterdon
the
County Library outfit at the headquarters.
Are you playing tennis meeting tomorrow?
Playing tennis tomorrow morning. Very tough opponents. Hit the ball low, deep, hard, heavy topspin. Great positional play. Very strong serves. Great defensive positional players. Going to be a tough match for us.
Well, that's good. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And for me, first I'll be
so. Is there anything else you have pressing? You said you brought some trivia.
Oh yeah, I can ask you a couple of Christmas trivia questions. All right. So, and you may get them right away. I don't know. I tried to find some of the harder ones because I know you know a lot of this stuff.
Folks, have a great weekend.
Home Alone.
And John Manfreda, have a good one.
You don't know anything about Home Alone?
Very little, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, in Home
Alone, the Hunterdon County Library outfitted the headquarters meeting room with a projector and speakers and a good DVD player, and they're going to be doing the same for the North County branch.
That'll be meeting nice. Room.
So they will not be showing it through the computer anymore.
That's very cool. So it's a shame we don't have movie theaters around here, but see, we do. We're the movie theater.
That's what Jim always says.
Well, yep.
So is there anything else you have pressing? You said you brought some trivia.
Oh, yeah. I can ask you a couple of Christmas trivia questions. All right. So, and you may get them right away. I don't know. I tried to find some of the harder ones because I know you know a lot of this stuff. So, all right. So, in Home Alone.
Oh, no. If it's a modern day movie, nope.
You don't know anything about Home Alone?
Very little, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, in Home Alone, where are the McAllister family going on vacation when they leave him behind? Seems like something you could possibly guess at.
I don't know. I know he's in New York City, but I don't know where they're going.
Paris.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So that's. See, I kind of went for ones that I didn't know either. This one you could probably guess. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? You can go through them real quick in your mind.
I have no idea.
Cupid.
Oh, another holiday, not Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Nope. As another holiday mascot. Yep.
Yes, Cupid.
Mm-hmm. See, so these were not, like, real hard ones. But they were. I tried to find ones that I thought were, like, I didn't know this. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Jim's movie.
As another holiday mascot. You can go through them real quick in your mind.
I have no idea.
Cupid.
Oh, another holiday, not Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Nope. As another holiday mascot. Yep.
Yes, Cupid.
Mm-hmm. See, so these...